أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the A to Z of Salah and focusing on the fact that the Quran in essence can only be experienced in Salah. Today we will look at the letter C, which is contemplation. And in Arabic, it is called tafakkur, to think. So, how do you contemplate? And we've talked about why pray. Why not just talk to him? This is contemplation as well. You know, we have to be told how to approach him, as our minds are not capable of understanding how to get close to the one who transcends space and time and is beyond comprehension. Everything you and I think about him, contemplate about him, he is above that. And Salah incorporates a physical movement with the Quran, with Dua, with Istighfar. And when the mind and the body and the soul are interconnected, and it actually brings together all the different elements of existence, creating a feeling of security and warmth. Although tafakkur or contemplation is the activity of the intellect, it is also the inquisitive part of the inner vision to attain an end that we desire. The hadith says, "I'alam, know, anna tafakkur, that contemplation, that lammasul basira listidrakil baghya." It is the inner searching of a vision of attaining our full potential. And this full potential is the desired object of the heart. As Imam Khomeini says, not the heart used in the same sense as physicians, as the piece of flesh which causes the flow of blood through arteries and veins, but the heart which desires its full potential. So Imam Sadiq says, أَفْضَلُ الْعِبَادَةِ, the best form of worship, إِدْمَانُ التَّفَكُّرِ فِي اللَّهِ وَفِي قُدْرَتِي, is to contemplate about Allah and His power. An hour's contemplation is better than a night's worship, the Prophet said. So how do I start this contemplation in Salah? Well, repetition and remembrance. You know, if you look at ocean waves over time, they break down cliffs into sand. Repetition and remembrance crumbles the mountains of our egos. So take one aspect of Salah. Let me just pick one. Say, for example, if we took Sami Allahu liman hamida, Allah hears the one who praises him, who does his hamd, and hamd is praise and gratitude. Just that one. To repeat it again and again and again throughout the day will mean when we're praying Salah, we will keep on thinking, my goodness, he hears. Sami Allahu liman hamida. He hears when I am thankful to him and when I praise him. And you'll find between that Salah and the next Salah, all that will leave the mouth, the zikr, will either be Alhamdulillah or Shukralillah or, you know, praising him and being in his gratitude all the time. And if we take little chunks of Salah to be repeated all the time and contemplated upon, it will change the way we pray. And finally, he says, I am what you think me to be. So to contemplate on the fact that he is greater than anything or anyone or any thought I may have about him, my goodness, changes my whole perspective of life. In Surah Al-Baqarah, he says, remember me and I will remember you. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. وَشْكُرُولِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, be thankful to me and do not cover up the truth about me, or do not be ungrateful towards me. Just contemplating on that will change the way we pray. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two rakats of salah with contemplation are better than worshipping a whole night with a negligent heart. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be of those who pray with contemplation. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.